But now?
It was a lazy afternoon. I feel so sleepy, John yawned. He looked around and picked up his new book, Scary Stories of Singapore. Soon, he was riveted by the story unfolding before him. When John had reached the most exciting part of the story, he turned the book to see the page marked by unsightly crayon scribbles. It must be Rick who did this, John muttered angrily. He knew his younger brother Rick had made those scribbles with his new set of crayons. Don stormed into Rick's room. How could you do this to my book? Yelled Don, hurling his book at Rick in anger. The book flew across the room and hit Rick squarely on his forehead, causing a large welt to immediately form. Rick started crying. Immediately, Don regretted his action. He realized that Rick was too young to understand the consequences of his action. I'm really sorry, Rick, Don said, as he knelt beside Rick and hugged him. I did not mean to hurt you. I was wrong and should have controlled my temper, Don said with deep regret.